It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and this week we are talking about baggage claim, finding freedom in Christ. Today we're going to just kind of break it down and talk a little bit more about handing back bitterness and unforgiveness. And you may be one of those people who harbors some bitterness when things go south. I know I've been that kind of person in the past, and it's really hard to change. So that's kind of which direction we're going to go in today. Scripture comes from Ephesians 4:31 through 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. You know, some baggage is just heavier than any suitcase we could possibly ever carry. And that bitterness and unforgiveness weighs us down. It's like adding bricks in a backpack that we can't lift. Every time we replay a hurt or we rehearse an offense that's been made toward us, it's like adding another stone, another brick in that backpack. And before long, the load just becomes so crushing that we can hardly move forward. Here's the hard truth about it all. Unforgiveness doesn't punish the other person. It punishes us. It keeps us stuck in the past, chained to the pain, while the other person's out there just going on, living, untouched, doing what they want to. You're carrying that bitterness is like dragging someone else's suitcase through the airport while they walk freely with nothing in their hands. And I kid you not, the other person doesn't care because they forgot about it. You are the one that's holding on. But forgiveness doesn't mean pretending that that hurt didn't happen or saying what was done was just okay. Forgiveness is really just trying to release it. The right to revenge, a lot of people hang on to that. You got to let go of that weight and place the matter in God's hand. It's saying that I will not carry this bag anymore because it's too heavy for me. Lord, it is yours now. And we notice what Paul says. He says, get rid of all bitterness. That's intentional language. We don't wait for baggage to magically disappear. We don't wait for it to magically pack itself either. But we do make that choice to release it. Just as Jesus forgave us completely, he calls us to release others because forgiveness sets us free. Not really the other person. So is there someone that you are still carrying in your heart through some bitterness or maybe unforgiveness? Today, your challenge is to write the name of that person down who hurt you and put it on a piece of paper, then place it in an envelope or pray over it, asking God to carry what you cannot, then physically set that envelope aside, symbolizing that you're leaving it with him. At my house, I actually have a little tin box. It's a prayer box that you can write down prayers and put it in that box. And everybody has always laughed at me about it, but it has scripture on it as well, Proverbs 5-6. But anytime I'm struggling with something, I put it in that tin box. Maybe you have one as well. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, you forgave us fully, even when we didn't deserve it. Help us to hand back over the baggage of bitterness and unforgiveness. Free us from the weight of resentment and heal our hearts with your love. Teach us to release others as you've released us so that we can walk lighter, freer, and closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.